And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley, and talking of looking fabulous, Sally Overmeter is with us. I'm looking at you, Sally, on our screen because we're Sydney and Melbourne, and you're looking gorgeous and wearing makeup on a Sunday morning, which is impressive.
I am. And look, I don't often do that, but I got up a little earlier this morning. I don't know what it was, maybe because I'd gone to bed early, I slept well, and I thought, I might just make an effort.
You look amazing. Which speaks to how average I might feel. But anyway, also with us, of course, as always, is medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Thank you, Jo, and not wearing makeup. And good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
I thought I'd take a step back this morning and not bother with the makeup.
You're fabulous as you are, GQ.
It's exactly right. We just do what we can and love ourselves regardless. That's my philosophy for today. Well, we are bringing you some really useful information on the show today. As always, we're going to be talking about collagen. Now, it feels like I hear collagen spoken about a lot, but I couldn't actually tell you what it is or why we need it. So we'll be speaking about that a little later. But Sally, are you a fan?
Massive, massive fan. I actually think if you're not having collagen, if you're over 30 and definitely over 40 not having collagen, you need to rethink it because difference that it can make in your skin, yeah. And
hello.
Look, GQ's going to talk us through it, but I think it makes a huge difference in your skin. Huge.
All right. Well, I've been told. I best get on that.
I am a fan.
And so there's 16 types of collagen. Which is the best one? Can we talk about that?
Definitely. Type 1 and type 3 is for skin and type 2 is for joints. So it's very important that you understand the difference. So we'll run through that.
We will run through that in a set of vitamins. Gerald, you're going to introduce us to a fun guy.
Yes, we are. Your friend, Ashwagandha, who just lurks in the background, but really terrific for helping immune function. And really, right across Australia, but particularly eastern and southern states, we need every bit of help we can to stay well.
I believe it is a mushroom, hence the fungi. Well, sorry, I inherited that joke from my mother. So, first up, we're going to be talking about the thyroid. Now, I know that it is very common for people in Australia to suffer from a thyroid disorder. And in fact, 1 million Australians, they think, have an undiagnosed thyroid disorder. And I've had lots of friends in my life who have experienced thyroid disorders and were very unwell. But GQ, that's about all I know about it. What can you tell us about the thyroid?
This is a tiny little gland, a little like a bow tie, that is under your Adam's apple. And it sits there, and it's a tiny little thing, but if it malfunctions, and sadly, I think 14%, I read, of older Australians suffer from a clinically relevant thyroid disorder, and 4% have an undiagnosed thyroid disorder. Mm. And it's not just thyroid. We've got an expert coming on who can explain all this, but there are different. There's T3 and T4, and there's thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, which functions the whole lot. Any of these things get out of kilter, and there are massive implications on how you feel, whether you gain weight or lose weight, whether you're tired, whether you're energetic, whether you sleep well.
Yes.
It goes on.
I remember friends of mine having a constant racing heart, that nervous sensation, or even impairing your memory.
Amazing.
So many different issues. So we will be chatting with Dr. Simon Foran, an endocrinologist and medical director of the Melbourne Thyroid Centre, to chat about thyroid disorders. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131873 if you need help with your health today, maybe with your thyroid function or any other health concerns you might have. Give us a call, 131873. But next we'll talk thyroid health. What signs should you look out for to know whether you are one of the undiagnosed people in Australia? That's next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Most anti-aging products only give temporary benefits. For lasting results, try Nature's Way Beauty Collagen Tablets and Rose Hip Tablets at Chemist Warehouse. They help boost collagen production from within for for a radiant complexion. From Australia's number one collagen brand and award-winning products, try Nature's Way Beauty Range from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use if symptoms persist. Talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Style up your hair at home with 30% off the Lady Jane range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131-873, with any of your health concerns today. Right now, though, we're speaking thyroid health. In Australia, there are about 60,000 new cases of thyroid disease. Every year, our thyroid gland plays an important role in regulating many of our body functions like heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature and weight, so many different areas. And there are several conditions that can affect the thyroid, which can mean that it makes too much or too little of these important hormones. But let's not take it from me. Let's speak with an expert. Dr. Simon Foran is an endocrinologist and medical director of the Melbourne Thyroid Centre, which focuses on disorders of the thyroid. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Can you tell us why is our thyroid so important?
Yeah, it's really hard to explain exactly what the thyroid hormone or thyroid gland does, but it produces two key thyroid hormones, T4 and T3, and these get into cells and change our metabolism largely, quite important for our well-being.
Okay. So, Simon, what is it that causes thyroid problems?
Yeah, there's a whole spectrum of thyroid problems, so we can sort of divide them into sort of structural changes within the thyroid. Either the thyroid's sort of too big or there's lumps in the thyroid, but we can also sort of look at functional changes where there's a change in the production of thyroid hormone, so either too much or too little.
Simon, for those who don't regularly have blood tests from their GP, how might a person listening this morning feel if their thyroid is not functioning as well? What particular things might they look for?
Yeah, the symptoms are really non-specific for an underactive thyroid. So there can be difficulty losing, like tired, lethargic, constipation, heating, for cold, feeling the cold, mm-hmm. And it's a dry skin and sometimes hair changes as well.
Mm-hmm. So that's low thyroid, and then on the other hand, there's
the opposite sort of constellation of symptoms. So often sort of this heightened response to adrenaline, so racing of the heart with an overactive thyroid, mm-hmm. loose or frequent bowel motions, feeling hot and sweaty. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotional changes that can occur as well. So anxiety can be a common symptom of an overactive thyroid.
Okay.
Tremulousness.
Is it true, Simon, that it's more prevalent in women, and why would that be?
Yeah, so it's certainly autoimmune thyroid conditions, like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, are more common in women. Structural changes with thyroid nodules are similar in men and women. But exactly why autoimmune conditions are more prevalent in females isn't clear, but it may be somehow tied in with estrogen.
Right. Do we know what the treatment is? What can be done for both of, like, either end of the spectrum?
Yeah, so we can use medications. So we're fortunate in that when the thyroid's underactive, we have a really good treatment, which is thyroxine. So thyroxine is exactly T4. It's exactly the same thing as T4, the key thyroid hormone that's produced by the thyroid gland. And then when the thyroid's overactive, we've got a couple of medications that we can use to block the production of thyroid hormone.
Simon, we hear every now and again people saying that they've got nodules on their thyroid. What are those?
Yeah, nodules are... firstly, they're really common. Mm. 5% of the population will have a nodule that can be felt. Mm-hmm. Now, the nodules are basically little lumps or within the thyroid gland itself. So not all thyroid nodules are exactly the same. There's lots of different types of nodules. So you can have a cyst that's sort of a fluid-filled sac, or you can have a harder lump. Infrequently there's an underlying thyroid tumour there.
Mm-hmm. So is your recommendation to be checking our neck?
Yeah, so certainly having the neck examined, and if people notice lumps in their neck, they need to get those checked out.
And what other advice would you have for people who may be feeling the kinds of symptoms you just described?
Yeah, so seeing the local doctor in the first instance and having a low threshold to investigate. You can do blood tests to check the thyroid function. It's really important to correlate the blood tests with symptoms. Mm. The symptoms are really sort of vague and non-specific, and certainly often it is the thyroid, but then so symptoms can sort of replicate other conditions as well, maybe something else other than the thyroid, but it's important to at least exclude the thyroid or rule in a thyroid condition or rule it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Simon Foran, endocrinologist and medical director of the Melbourne Thyroid Centre. And we're going to be seeing you on our TV today as well, Simon.
Yes, I understand. No problem. Appreciate speaking to you.
Yes, that, of course, is on House of Wellness today, Channel 7 at midday. I hope that you've let all of your friends and family know, Simon, to tune in to see you there. So you'll hear more about thyroid disorders on House of Wellness TV today. Also, a really great story on how your home can be full of triggers for asthma, particularly in winter, these colder months. We're talking damp, mould, condensation. So a really great story there on the TV show about what to do about that. We welcome your calls, 131 873, if you're looking for assistance for your health today. And Peter from Nunda has given us a call. Hi there, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, love. How are you?
Very well. How can we help you?
I was diagnosed 12 months ago with a disorder called primary macronodular adrenal hyperplasia. I'm hoping that's right.
Yes.
Where the adrenal glands are covered with tumours. It was compared to a cauliflower and floret. You know, there was that many.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of issues with it, like diabetes, and that's uncontrolled at the moment, and just feeling pretty yuck all the time. Is there anything I can take or do to feel a bit better, more energy?
What you're experiencing, Peter, is pretty well what Simon referred to, in that thyroid is one hormone, but it seems to impinge like a stack of cards on things like insulin and estrogen. And therefore, all of those things will have an effect. So your thyroid is not functioning correctly. Therefore, your sugar levels are out of control, as you've just said. As long as that's happening, the fundamental aim will be to get your sugar levels back under control. And hopefully that will then stabilise everything else. So you'll be guided by your blood tests, your GP. You're probably seeing an endocrinologist. And it just takes time to get all these things working together because they're so intimately involved.
Oh, and we feel for you, Peter. It sounds like it's a very long journey for you. Thank you so much for your call, and we'll have more of your calls next, 131 873. Plus, we know we're supposed to stay away from sugary snack foods, but what if the cravings get too much? I'm finding winter quite a strain, I must say. So we have some advice on what to reach for instead of the chocolate. That's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spiced latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone, and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Style up your hair at home with 30% off the Lady Jane range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873, with your questions to support your health. We'll be speaking with you in just a moment on the calls. But before we get there, Sal, I need a bit of advice.
Okay.
I am blaming winter.
Sure.
But, and lockdown.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help. And yes. I think that when you're perhaps a little flatter of mood, we tend to feel more cravings for sugary treats. For me, it's chocolate, Tim Tams, biscuits of any kind.
And what's in the freezer at the bottom of the fridge?
The ice cream.
The ice cream. Yeah. Oh, are you referring to my vodka?
Yes,
that's
I am.
There too. But And, you know, we are constantly told not to eat too much sugar. We're told yes. not to reach for carbs all the time. But I need an alternative.
Yeah. Look, I think people, I think in this scenario, and I know exactly what you're going through because I feel the same way. It is partly winter. It is also emotional. I think when things are what we're going through at the moment, you tend to want something satisfying because there's not a lot that's outside that's externally satisfying. We're limited by things. So we're wanting feel good food. So I think a couple of things I'd say is there are great sugar alternatives. So it's not that you want to stay away from all sweet things and feel that, okay, now we're in celery and hummus territory. Yeah. Because, like, that's boring. Sorry.
So dissatisfying.
Yeah, that's not going to hit the spot. So it's about saying, okay, so there's three rules that I kind of have. One is decide what your taste flavor is. If you're a chocolate person, then you're going to make a chocolate thing. If you're a caramel person, then you need to make a caramel. Like, there's no point making a peanut butter oat bar if that doesn't hit the spot for you. It has to hit the spot. So work out what your taste kind of, what's in your wheelhouse. You know, you want it to be good. The other thing I would say is you need to prep. So you've got to make a big batch of these things I'm going to tell you about. Make a batch because when you want this particular, when you need this hit, you don't have time to then make it. At that point, you're like, you will take anything. You're just shoving anything in.
And this is Sally's syndrome. Eat a batch.
Eat a batch. Make it in advance. Yes. Sundays, your snack day, you'll make up a big batch of your snacks. Then the last thing is there are great sugar swaps. So when we say sugar swaps, we're just trying to avoid white refined sugar. So we've got stevia, we've got monk fruit, you can use rice malt syrup. These are all things that many years ago you could only get in a health food store and they're expensive. You can now get them at all the supermarkets and they're not expensive. So these are really great sugar alternatives. They taste like sugar, but they don't give you that big sugar high and then the crash afterwards.
Sure.
So let me talk to you about a couple of things. Would you like, so you're a chocoholic, would you imagine if you made a big tray of chocolate bark? So it's basically chocolate and you'll top it with however you want. You might like nuts, you might like cranberries, you might like coconut, and it's basically cacao and coconut oil with a little bit of rice malt syrup. So it's very, I say healthy in the sense that there's nothing kind of bad in it.
Yes.
Of course, you're not going to eat the whole tray, but
why not?
No, but I'm going to have it in my fridge to reach for.
You'll have it in your fridge to reach for, and it's beautiful. Or you can do like peanut butter bars. They're beautiful. Or salted caramel fudge. Now, salted caramel fudge is actually just almond butter, coconut oil, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of maple syrup. You microwave it. You put it in those little cupcake, you know, little patty things. And you freeze them and then you stick them in the fridge and they are the in a blind taste test, you would think it was caramel.
Amazing.
So it's about, I think, finding what hits the spot for you and make it in advance. And do you know what? I'm a big believer in enjoying your food.
Yeah,
no guilt.
I am too.
No guilt.
So is it, can you put these recipes somewhere that people can find them?
Yeah, why don't we pop them up on the House of Wellness website? We'll do that. I'll share them and we'll do that.
Yeah.
What about staying active? What about just if you crave, just go for a walk?
Well, certainly.
Put your mask on, go for a walk.
I agree with that, Gerald. I find because I'm into mindfulness, I recognise that I'm having the thought and then I can choose to actually, you're going to enjoy some chocolate now mindfully, or I will go for a run instead and I'll put my focus on that.
Or you blend both. You go to the fridge, you stuff your pockets full of all the things you've made and you go
running.
For a walk.
Yes, you could do it that way as well. Some great advice there, Sel. I mean, it's normal and it's natural.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with treating yourself every now
Definitely
and then.
Definitely not.
We love hearing from you, 131-873, and we'll be getting to your calls in just a moment.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Style up your hair at home with 30% off the Lady Jane range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And we'd love you to call 131 873 with any questions to support your health. Karen from St Albans, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
We're well, Karen. How can we help?
Back in February, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease.
Okay. So Graves' disease is where your thyroid's working harder than ever.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And how can we help you?
If you can tell me why the foods that I used to eat, I can no longer eat. I can't keep it down.
Oh.
And this is where the role of a nutritionist or dietitian, Karen, is really, really important for you, because there are foods you need to focus on, particularly foods that contain good levels of calcium and D3, but there are others like gluten that you might want to push back into the background. If you don't have a dietitian or a chance to see one, make an appointment and spell out all your what you're finding, how you're feeling, and get specific recommendations that you can focus on. As Sally said before, food you can enjoy, you can look forward to, because there are lots you can and others you should just back away from.
Yes, if you can find someone who can give you advice and some sort of lovely gentle foods, perhaps on your tummy there, that must be very challenging for you, Karen.
And you can enjoy, it's all about quality of life, Karen, and that's where the guidance will make a difference.
Yes, we'll get to more calls in just a moment. But first, we want to talk about collagen. I've heard a lot about collagen. It's an important part of our body's makeup. Gerald, what is it and why is it important?
It's the most common protein, most powerful protein in our body, Jo. So essentially, it's the glue from the Greek word kola, which means glue in Greek. So it's a protein that gives structure to our body, including bones, skins, tendons and ligaments. There are 16 types, but as Sal said before, there are a couple that are really, really, really important. And it's available in foods. And surprisingly, a lot of the common foods we eat, Sally, but as we age, we need more collagen, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those things, I think, collagen, it is found in foods, but generally you can't get enough, which is why supplementation is important. I'm sure Julie will explain this, that, of course, as you get older, your collagen production in your body starts to decline. So we often look at, we often talk about baby's skin and how it's so perfect and plump and it's wasted on them. They don't need it. But, of course, as we get older, the reason we're seeing fine lines and wrinkles and that is part of it is the breakdown of the collagen. So that's why supplementation makes a huge difference.
Yeah, so we need collagen, obviously, for bones, skin, tendons and ligaments, as you say, GQ. But it makes up a whopping 80% of our skin and works with another protein called elastin that keeps our skin elastic. As you say there, Sal, the bad news is that we're all declining and seeing the collagen just leach from our bodies as the days go by.
And it's not just women, is it? I mean, it's, the whole thing's focused on women, but we all do as we... For those of you that are aging.
Yes, so we can use, those of you, I get it. I heard what you said there, GQ. But we can use anti-aging products on top of our skin. It's also important to top our collagen levels from within. So to tell us more, we're joined by Julie Seema to discuss Nature's Way Collagen. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Jo and Gerald and Sally.
We have been talking about collagen as the building blocks for so much of our body, but how is collagen specifically important for our skin?
Yeah, well, it really does make up, like you said, 80% of our skin. And we know that if we try to apply collagen topically through the epidermis, it doesn't quite reach those deep dermal layers of our skin where the collagen production happens. So it's really important to supplement our diet. And look, lifestyle factors impact it. So if we have, you know, we're drinking alcohol, smoking, and unfortunately caffeine is one of the things that inhibit that collagen synthesis in our skin fibroblasts. So if we supplement, we can allay those detrimental effects of our lifestyle factors, including the sun as well.
Julie, I was just mentioning before a baby's skin and, of course, how it's so juicy and plump and they're so fortunate. For us, as we get older and we're starting to see the effects of ageing, when does natural collagen production actually start to slow down?
Yeah, so we tend to find that bounce slows down from 25 plus. So our body produces about 1 to 1.5% less per year. So, you know, by the time we're 40, we might have lost about 25% of our natural collagen production. And when we're in our 60s, 50% of that is gone. And that's why also that joint mobility declines. So it really does, like you said, give that elasticity and bounce for our whole body.
Julie, when you look at the research behind collagen, there's some really fascinating studies that are fairly recent. So things like benefits in muscle mass, which obviously as we age is very important, arthritis, and also the elasticity of the skin, which you've referred to. But what about what lifestyle factors can contribute to our collagen levels?
Well, we know that our food sources are the animal-derived foods, so our bone broth and, you know, dairy foods. And unfortunately, we don't have vegan options. So then you look at the cofactors like antioxidants. And oxidative stress in general, as you'd know, Gerald, really impacts that collagen production. So that's why our food sources often aren't enough for us. And then we look at supplementation, which are clinically trialed, and offer those hydrolyzed collagen peptides that are more bankable for the body, more highly bioavailable and readily absorbed.
Julie, is it possible to tell if we are low in collagen levels?
Yeah, we certainly do see it, Joe. But, you know, like you said, with the skin and also the joint mobility, but length and strength of hair and nails too. So if you're concerned about that, you know, you know that maybe your body needs that extra collagen, and that's when we look at supplements to boost, you know, and give that bounce again. Like it's like almost like a mattress spring. Like it gives us that elasticity and movement.
Julie, we're talking about different kinds of collagen. There's, of course, types 1 and 3 for skin, 2 is for joint mobility. If somebody needed both, can you have them both together?
Absolutely. Look, it's a food source supplement, and that's why it's quite safe. So it's terrific. You know, you can look at any of those sources, and a lot of the supplements offer types 1 and type 2, or the body is able to transfer them within the body. So, you know, it depends on which supplement you're taking, but there's so much out there now. And, you know, like I said, they are clinically trialed. They're very safe. And there are even halal options out there as well for our customers too.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. Sally has very much put me on notice to really address my collagen.
I think we all need to. Take care. Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Julie Seema from Nature's Way. Well, have you got a question to ask us today to support your health? 131-873. Lynn from Berwick, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I've had an underactive thyroid for 15 years, no problem.
Yes.
2 years ago, I started having double vision in one eye, and I was diagnosed with fourth nerve palsy.
Okay.
And early this year, I went for a second opinion because I'm sick of living like this. Mm. And I had an MRI and blood test. And just in passing, my thyroid was mentioned, but that was sort of never explained. Mm. But I've been told now it's muscle sag or somehow with my eye. My question is, can your thyroid affect your eyes?
Lynn, as we learnt before from our specialist, Dr. Simon Foran, that the effects of thyroid are right across your body. And frankly, anything's possible. At least now you may have some sort of connection. So is there anyone looking after your thyroid health? Are you taking a thyroid medication?
Yes, I've had Aroxane for 15 years. Yes.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to ask Simon, but I think sometimes the system becomes rather blasé with thyroid health, because as he explained, there are lots of cofactors within the thyroid equation, and sometimes you've got to end up with an endocrinologist to really work out what particular part of your thyroid is functioning correctly and what not so well. So look, don't accept just being told everything's okay. If you're not well, keep asking the questions. You may even have to raise your voice. Just get something done to try and work it out.
Yes, because my ears pricked up there, Lynn, when you say just in passing they notice the thyroid.
Yes.
And it seems to me that it is the sort of thing that may not be something that the people you're seeing medically are alert to.
And particularly in women, Jo.
Yes.
So we still have got a lot to learn about thyroid. And what puzzles me is we're seeing more and more and more thyroid issues. Why is this happening?
Oh, all the best with that, Lynn. Thank you so much for your call. We'll have more calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with the health benefits of a really interesting mushroom. Is this correct, Gerald?
Yes, we'll have probably mushrooms for breakfast as well, Jo.
That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Most anti-aging products only give temporary benefits. For lasting results, try Nature's Way Beauty Collagen Tablets and Rosehip Tablets at Chemist Warehouse. They help boost collagen production from within for a radiant complexion. From Australia's number one collagen brand and award-winning products, try Nature's Way Beauty range from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse, style up your hair at home with 30% off the Lady Jane range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and it is time for A to Z of Vitamins. I've been looking forward to this, Gerald, because I love the word ashwagandha.
Well, Joe, that's an Ayurvedic or Indian herb.
Yes.
Which is really important for just basically supporting general immune system. But when you think the latest research, we're looking at medical or medicinal mushrooms. So things like shiitake and reishi. Mm. And these mushrooms have also been shown to be really important in moderating and balancing immune function. So good combinations are things like ashwagandha and the medical mushrooms and some zinc as well, because all the latest work shows that zinc is very important, particularly at the moment. Add in some extra vitamin D3, and we're looking at maximising our protection against really anything that's going around.
How lovely. I know mushrooms are beautiful to eat and great for our immune cell.
So fantastic for our immune health. And I think GQ hit a really great point there. It's about this combination that you need. So it's not just the mushrooms. Zinc is also incredibly important. And I think at the moment, we know winter, our immune system is kind of under attack. But also when you're stressed, and it is a bit of a stressful time at the moment, I think you've got to acknowledge that. You've got to know that your immune system is potentially feeling it a little bit more. So give it some love.
So I feel when I hear the combination of those herbs and mushrooms and zinc and vitamin D, it feels very warming and very kind of like nourishing to our bodies.
Well, when you think of for any food we enjoy, we don't talk about so much a food. We talk about a meal, combinations of flavour. So when you're cooking your batch this afternoon for your, that's Sunday's batch, then you've got to do Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So these things are in combination. And
yes,
it's the same with immune protection.
I love thinking of it that way, Gerald. Actually, I've never thought of it that way before. Thank you. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by New Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter. Fight illness this winter with Immune Fighter. Follow the directions for use. Well, we love hearing from you on 131 873. And Kathleen from Croydon has given us a call. Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning, all.
Hello, Kathleen.
I come from a big family. Mm-hmm. There was 9 girls and 7 of
them. Goodness me, how did your dad cope with that?
But there were 7 boys too.
Oh, goodness,
that's how he coped.
What a glorious thing your family is. I love hearing about large families.
How can we help you, Kathleen?
Yeah, out of all the girls, 7 of us have had the thyroid operation.
Yes.
Wow.
And I just wonder, is it genetic?
I think we like to blame our ancestors for most things, don't we, Kathleen? But there's no doubt. And could I especially thank my mother for passing on her low thyroid to me? Yes, it is. I'm sure that genetics play a very important role. And over time, that may settle. But obviously, with that particular generation, and particularly women, again, there it is, it is much more common. So the answer to, is it genetic? There's a fair bit of genetics in this, Kathleen.
And what about the next generation of girls, Kathleen? Have you observed it?
Because I've got 2 girls.
And is their thyroid okay?
Yeah, well, so far so good.
And great.
49, so...
Great, terrific. Well, if there was going to be an issue, it would probably have appeared before now, so with a bit of luck.
It is always handy, though, if you're feeling sort of symptoms and you think to yourself, well, it is in our family, it can kind of be good as far as the detective work in trying to understand what's going on for you, I guess.
And usually part of just routine blood tests.
Oh, well, very interesting. Thank you, Kathleen. Carol from Ashwood, good morning.
Good morning, all.
Hi, Carol. How can we help?
I had my thyroid out. It was a very large one 20 years ago, and I've never had to have tablets for it.
Good.
And I was just wondering, 18 months or so ago, just all of a sudden, I was a very energetic person, walked 7Ks every other day and that. Now I'm lucky to get off my bed.
Oh.
Well, and what's your doctor say about it, Carol?
Yeah, well, the doctor, I've just had a big test, blood test.
Yes.
And it always comes up good.
Okay. Again, as I mentioned before, there's always another option is to see a specialist about it because it doesn't make sense. We all would like to think we're 25 again, Carol, from an energy perspective. And if your thyroid's behaving perfectly, there's ubiquinol and other energy generators that we talk about often, which will help drive energy production in each muscle cell. So there are options, but I'd be running it past the doctor again, explaining exactly how and why you feel the way you do.
Yes, that's absolutely not normal to feel that kind of flatness.
Yes.
So you must investigate.
Something's
further.
Not quite right.
Yeah. Oh, all the best with that, Carol. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to all our callers this morning. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Style up your hair at home with 30% off the Lady Jane range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's been great to spend the last hour with you, and thank you once again to all of our callers. If you were unable to speak with us directly, of course, please go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab. Always, you are very responsive, Gerald.
Yes, depending on numbers, that you'll get a reply today or at the latest tomorrow. But it's there to use, and it's individual responses. It's not just generated automatically. Each one is individual.
That's houseofwellness.com.au. Sally, so great to speak
Thank
with
yourself.
You today.
Great
Looking at your gorgeous
guys.
Face.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday to you. If you want more of the House of Wellness, check out the House of Wellness podcast, Best of You, at podcast1australia.com.au. You can download that. If it's a way of maybe lifting your mood today, because we've been speaking about the fact that we're feeling perhaps a little bit more stressed at the moment. So check that out. Sally, Gerald, thank you so much. As always, we're here thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.